email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Oh, Dublin City is about to get a new sculpture. We were talking about Luke Kelly there. But this one, you'll be able to sit on it, unlike Luke Kelly. Restless Liffey Love is a love seat made from the repurposed rubbish thrown into the river that is flowing through Dublin City. The artist behind the project is Rona Byrne, and Rona joins me in studio. Rona, thanks so much for taking time out, because this is the busiest time, isn't it? When is it?
Yeah, just straight from the workshop, actually.
Yes, and when is your sculpture going to be in place?
Later this week, and the launch is on Sunday at noon.
Right.
And
exciting. Exciting.
So it's going to be down by the Three Arena, the Mason Hotel and the Three Arena.
So it's that area between the road and the river, that white space, is it?
Yeah, on the cobblestones there.
So there's a number of other things along there, is there?
You can see where the Dodder meets the river.
Yes.
The Liffey, and then you can see the workings of the port and the
docklands. Yes, all there, yes. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's a lot of movement.
And it's a place that you're very familiar with.
Yeah, I am, yeah. I mean, I live in the city centre just around the corner, and also, I'm a member of Poolbeg Yacht and Boat Club.
Right.
And so I spend a good bit of time on the river.
Is that the one, if you go through the East Link, that's the one on your left
as you're going
south? Yes. So I've always been fascinated by that, because it has the look of a very accessible club.
It is. It's very welcoming. So actually you can just walk in and, you know, have a look around. I mean, that's what happened with me. During COVID, I kind of wandered down and discovered this whole amazing community. I took up sailing. So they run like adult sailing lessons, and there's a whole marina there full of like boats to sail on. Right. So yeah, very open.
And then when you're out sailing, you notice something, did you? This Liffey Sweeper, which isn't a person, it's a vehicle, is it?
Yeah, it's a big vessel.
It's a big vessel, yeah.
Yeah, so I noticed that is the Irish Nautical Trust, who are doing amazing work in the river. The CEO, the director, founder is the amazing Jimmy Murray. So he came up with this idea, they work in the river the whole time, and came up with this idea to find a solution basically to clean the river, because it's quite noticeable. Like there's, you know, it's tidal, so rubbish is coming in from the bay and then coming down the river as well.
Right,
and
floating. Yes,
and
yes.
So this he designed this this vessel that basically has a big cage at the front, and they go out like a few times a week and then scoop out the rubbish.
Right.
So, and then they have traps and stuff as well. So
it's like a big mouth at the front of the boat.
Yeah.
That just
yeah.
gobbles up the rubbish.
Yeah, gobbles right. it up. So it kind of scoops it out from down, goes down like about just over a metre, and so
wow.
it's surface level.
Yeah.
But he's great ideas for other solutions. Like there's a bigger job to be done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he can't be there physically the whole time. So
So you notice this and then you want to investigate. Right. So when you went to investigate, what sort of rubbish does this sweeper collect?
Yeah, so I was really lucky. I was a welcome member of on the crew. So I went out like for a good few months with the sweeper at the time of my life, actually. It was really fun. But you really have a different perspective of the city, and they're doing amazing work. Like if you actually stop and notice, there's a whole like community of care like on the river, and it's a very friendly place. Like they're like, I'd say if you were walking across the bridge now and looked under, it could be one of the crew like under the bridge, like
cleaning away. Yes,
or cleaning. Yeah,
yeah.
They're it's very active.
Yes,
they're doing amazing work that I didn't know about until I actually just started spending time in the river.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're an artist.
Yeah.
So you decided you wanted to bring these two aspects of your life together.
Yeah, so I made some connections.
And was there a moment? Was there a light bulb moment?
There was like a floating boat called Destiny in the water that I got a little bit obsessed
as opposed to Dignity.
Yeah,
the Deacon Blue was Dignity. Yours was Destiny.
Yeah.
Right. So they'd all, a confluence of, yes, you see, we're all the metaphors here, all the metaphors, a confluence.
But I got a bit obsessed with plastic then, like the as a material, because there's a lot of, like, I mean, there's a lot of rubbish.
Yeah, so it's bottles, plastic bottles.
Picked out all sorts of things, like... bookie pens.
Right.
A lot of bookie pens. Always a selection of different kind of balls, like footballs and tennis balls.
Right.
Slithers.
Right.
all random things, dolls, glass containers.
Because it's packaging. Because it's plastic, it floats. It's more likely to be plastic, isn't it?
Yeah. 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 And generally, like, quite vibrant colours as well.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, kind of we separated them out. I mean, they would go to recycling, but, like, we kind of picked out the end-of-life plastic. So,
what's end-of-life plastic?
It just means that it doesn't go into the recycling stream, like, say, a water bottle. Aha, or something.
Right.
So, like, the cap, basically, you can recycle, but not the all the things that I'm learning about plastic, still learning, like, it's fascinating. Yeah, yeah.
But was there a moment where you, I know you said it was destiny, but was there a moment where you thought, I could do something with all this plastic and turn it into art?
Yeah, I was thinking about, how it could work with it as a material, but at the same time discovered an amazing company, a research and development company called Paltech.
What do they do?
Well, they make they recycle plastic, basically, right. And they work generally in construction and agricultural infrastructure, construction and agriculture. So they're making and designing, like, road barriers and troughs and fences.
Big things out of plastic. Yeah,
but they also, you might notice in Tesco's, they have, like, these recycling bins. They're really beautiful. Like, kind of look like a terrazzo.
Right.
So that's how I discovered them.
Aha.
Yeah.
So they're industrial with an artistic eye. I'll have a bit of that.
And they've been amazing to work with. Like, right.
Now, so I'm holding this piece of plastic in my hand. It feels like a kitchen top, countertop. That's because they've all sorts of synthetic versions now, don't they? That you can put on your kitchen.
Yeah.
But it's full of amazingly vibrant colours.
Mm.
Sort of, there's lovely greens and oranges, and they're all sort of bet into each other, for want of a better expression. And this is it. This is what you made your installation out of.
Yeah, party coloured.
Yes. And what's the... So describe how you got to this thing.
We're looking at moulding the material. Like, it's fascinating material to work with because it behaves really organically, in that, you know, it's to mould it, you need to constrain it with a lot of kind of metal or steel and heat. So, we were going to make moulds, and then we ended up making sheets and then cutting profiles. So I worked with Billings Jackson Design, who they do, like, a lot of public realm and street furniture all over the world. It's actually my cousin Owen Billings has been working on it with me. So we made sheets, and then I've made two shapes that multiply and twist and curve into these sculptures. That is the idea comes from the wake from a boat, and they're kind of long and twisty, and they invite people to sit. And
yes, they look amazing. I wish it was television, but they're going to be there for everybody to see on Sunday, and they will be talked about at length because they're spectacular. So what you've done is you've created, it's nearly like, if you can imagine, this is for people at home, very large domino things, tiles, very large domino tiles, and arranged, as you say, like a wave structure.
Mm.
And within that wave structure, there are places where people can sit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're all made out of this lovely, beautiful, multicoloured.
It's very tactile.
Yeah, it is.
And you know, the idea is that it'll become a place, like, kind of a new destination in the city. It's commissioned by Dublin City Council. It's a public art present for art.
Restless, it's going to be called. Yeah. Restless. Liffey
so
Love.
Liffey Love. And so the idea then, you know, we'll have talks and events, and it'll be a place to meet up, or, as someone said, it would be like the new Cleary's Clock.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. I'll meet you at Restless.
Liffey Love.
Now, you've anticipated this, Rona, I would imagine, but all of these sculptures get nicknames, don't they? Now, you've called it Restless Liffey Love.
Yeah.
Have you imagined what other people might call it?
No, but we'll see. I'll be curious.
How long has this taken from the light bulb?
It's probably like 3 years.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you feel when you stand back and have a look at it now, put your hands on your hips, I did that sort of thing? I know there's a team involved, but...
There is. I've just come from Steelsmith, the workshop for assembling it, and I've worked very closely with the amazing Shane O'Neill. I just want to shout out because we've been assembling this over the last few weeks or more. And so, yeah, it's kind of, we're still looking at it very closely. So I'm really looking forward to standing back and enjoying it next Sunday with everyone involved.
What are the dimensions of it?
Oh, they're like about 4 meters long each.
Right.
Yeah.
And so how many of them long. Are there?
Two.
Two.
Yeah.
Two. Right.
Yeah.
So there's seats as opposed to seat.
Yeah, there's multiple ways to sit.
Multiple ways to sit on it.
And,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Niamh was suggesting meet you at the seat. That just could be called a seat. Meet you at the seat. That's what, you know,
yeah,
that's
maybe
what the people be saying rather than under Cleary's clock.
Like it's a sculpture.
What?
It's a sculpture you can sit on.
Yeah, it's a sculpture you can sit on, yes. So is there a name for that? Functional art. It's functional art.
Yeah, I mean, I call it social sculpture.
Social sculpture,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really looking forward to going down and sitting on it. And who's, is there going to be an unveiling or is it just going to be there? Is it going to be covered and then revealed or what's going to happen?
Well, there's a group called, there's a group of sea swimmers. They're calling themselves the Liffey Loves,
right.
And they're going to be singing on the river on a boat. And Donna Cooney has put the group together. So that's really exciting. They're going to be singing, and there'll be ice cream and kind of festival vibe and a few speeches.
So this Sunday, Restless Liffey Love, the work of Rona Byrne and others. And it's made from recycled plastic. So the plastic that used to be rubbish in the Liffey is now art by the Liffey.
Yeah, returned.
Yes, returned. That's lovely. That's lovely. Thanks, Rona. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.